126 children with special educational needs have been left without a school place this year. It means children are being put at risk of being left without the ability to read or write or other key skills. The Ombudsman for Children notes that while the government has made progress to prioritise the issue of school places, there's still no comprehensive or coherent plan to ensure that every child with special educational needs has a school place locally in a timely manner. And Niall Muldoon, the Ombudsman for Children, is in our studio now. Welcome to the programme. Before we talk about school places, can I just ask you about the subject we were just talking about, the decision of the government to hold an inquiry into abuse in secondary schools. What would you like to see emerge from this?
Well, I suppose it's important to recognise, I mean, this is us again cleansing ourselves of 100 years of diabolical behaviour towards children. It's 15 years since the Ryan report was finalised. It's nearly 20 years since the Ferns report was published. And we're still having to recognise the hurt that's been done by the state in various different ways through different actors that are funded by the state in relation to sexual abuse of children. So whatever the survivors and the victims' desire at this point is crucial that they're listened to, that they're given the opportunity to speak in the way they want to speak. Some will want to go legally, some will want to just have their story on the record, and some will want to be acknowledged in some way formally. And I think that's the crucial way forward. And I think, as was said earlier, Mary O'Toole seemed to have found a very good methodology which allowed people to feel heard and understood and safe. And that needs to be moving forward.
All right, let's return to the issue of school places, which you're highlighting today. 126 children with special educational needs have been left without a school place this September. What will happen to those children?
Well, those children, assuming if it stays for much longer, they'll probably have to go into home tuition, where they have to search for a tutor who will help them at home and get a certain number of hours every day. But it's not equivalent to going to a full-time school placement. And for me, it's really more than disappointing. It's infuriating that we produced a report 2 years ago on this same issue. There was 300 children missing a place at that stage, and there was a big scramble. They got them, they found a place. And I was hoping this time around we will find children with, there'll be no children left behind, and the department will be able to say we needed X places, we found X places. They're still not able to tell us how many places they need. They still tell us they have 126 children without places at this point, but they also suggest that they have at least 200 places available. But those places available may not come on stream for 6 months. They may not come on stream till Christmas. So these children and their families are being devastated by the anxiety of waiting. And you've got to remember, they've applied to maybe 30 schools. Some of those parents are applying to 30 schools and they're waiting, they've been rejected every single time.
And the impact on those children, it's enormous, isn't it? Without a school place, it's a huge setback to their ability to learn, to socialise, to read, write, and all the other essential skills that come, even, you know, eating a lunch, all of that kind of thing.
Huge, hugely impactful. And those are the things you've listed there. But there's also the really more subtle impact that they feel unwanted. Some of these children have had to fight, and you saw it with the protest last week from Fingal, where 65 parents went to the Oireachtas. Some of those parents had to fight to get into primary school for their children, and now they're fighting again in secondary school. And what does that say to the child? What does the child pick up from all this fighting about getting their rights when their brothers and sisters don't have these issues? So it really is the most dark stain at this stage in our life, where we have data centres, we have multinational people. Data is our key bread and butter in lots of parts of Ireland, but we can't figure out how many children need a place.
And you say that there is still no comprehensive plan in place to deal with this issue, despite the fact that you've highlighted it 2 years ago. What should be happening by now?
From our point of view, it's very simple. We need to be able to be ambitious for an inclusive education system so that every child is known and every child is provided with a place that's of a high quality and local to them. I think the Department of Education have been hampered by the fact they have only an annual budget and they're not planning for buildings that need maybe 2-3 years running.
Is capacity the central problem here?
Well, capacity is one part of it, because the only figure that we could get that looked like a forward prediction is that they need 4 new school classes, special need classes, within every post-primary school. That equates to 2,800 by 2027. If that was happening, we would now have half of them built, dug, planned for. Staff would need to be recruited, and I don't see that happening yet. And that's a 3-year plan. we need to know that the government are providing them and backing them for that sort of funding.
And there's also an issue, isn't there, for children who might have been offered a place, but it's very far away from where they live. It's far away from their parents and the people who will bring them to and from school. Yeah. And that has an impact too.
Of course it does, yeah. I mean, if you're moving, and we see it from Dublin 6W, children are moving from there out to maybe to Tala or somewhere like that. It's about a 45-minute taxi ride or driven by the parents. So they're actually in school with people that aren't, they don't live around, so they come back to their community and nobody knows them in their community. Those children aren't learning how to live with their friends. They aren't able to bring those friends over for play dates. They aren't growing up in the same community as their brothers and sisters. So they're isolated in every place they go, and that really will impact them throughout their lives.
You acknowledge today that there have been some improvements, but yet this is a story which we've been hearing now for the last three Septembers. Is there anything that the government is saying that gives you the confidence that you won't be back here next September telling the same story again about children who don't have a place in school?
I wish I could say there was, but the proof is in the pudding. We've done this, we've given them a 2-year run into the 2022 report. We had another 2-year run into this, and we're still not able to say we can categorically be confident that children will always have a place. And, you know, that's heartbreaking to hear.
Niall Muldoon, Children's Ombudsman, thank you very much for speaking with us today.